All right, here we go. We got to get right through this.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
President Trump said he's not worried about Paul Manafort testifying against him.
No, I'm not. I'm not, because if he's honest, and he is, I think he's going to tell, as long as he tells the truth, it's 100%. He was with Ronald Reagan. He was with Bob Dole. He was with McCain. He was with many, many people. That's what he did. Paul Manafort was with me for a short period of time. He did a good job. I was, you know, very happy with the job he did. And I will tell you this. I believe that he will tell the truth. And if he tells the truth, no problem.
He also said in that, would he consider a pardon? He said, I don't want to talk about that right now.
Yeah, I don't like talking about pardons, even though that's all I was talking about before.
Hmm.
All right.
And that sound there, a lot of people think might be Marine One. It's actually Melania making a healthy drink for Barry.
Frappe. That's on frappe.
What about Brett Kavanaugh and these allegations?
I would say this. I think he's an extraordinary man. I think he's a man of great intellect, as I've been telling you. And he has an unblemished record. This is a very tough thing for him and his family. And we want to get it over with. At the same time, we want to give tremendous amounts of time.
All right. We'll see. It looks like Monday. Chuck Grassley appears to be saying that it's going to be a Monday hearing. If she would like to come testify, she is more than welcome. Mm-hmm. The FBI, I don't know if the FBI is going to be able to get an investigation done, but we were just told by Mark McKinnon that they have done this in the past in as little as 3 days. Could they do it? We'll have to see what happens there. But the president, again, day three and counting of a body double impersonating Donald Trump and acting calmly and presidential. So I congratulate the White House on that.
And his Twitter feed
number
as well.
Four.
Okay, everybody, it's time to sing.
Wait. No singing here. No singing. I am admiring my bottle cap collection.
Yeah, but don't you want to sing a song, Bert?
No.
But, Bert, it's a ding-along song.
A ding-along song? Mm-hmm. What is a ding-along song?
Well, Bert, it's a song with dingers.
Okay. All right. The long-standing debate about Bert and Ernie's sexuality took a very strange turn. There is a guy named Mark Saltzman who won 7 Emmys for his work as a writer on Sesame Street between 85 and 98. And he gave a wide-ranging interview to the queer culture outlet Queerty, it says here. I'm reading that directly.
That's right. He did.
He discusses in this interview writing Bert and Ernie as a reflection on his relationship with his longtime boyfriend. Now, LeVar Burton, the host for Reading Rainbow, is not down with anybody who's not down with Bert and Ernie coming out.
It's very powerful. And for those who take exception to the fact that there is a gay couple being represented in a forward-facing children's show, you need to check yourself. This is a very diverse world.
Yeah.
And the world is made up of more families than just the traditional nuclear family, mom, dad, kids. We all need to see ourselves represented in the popular culture in order to develop a healthy self-image.
They're Muppets. They can't come out. They can't talk unless you talk for
what
them.
What was that dude even saying?
That's LeVar Burton, man.
Part of the Rainbow Coalition, or what was it?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Look at this. Look at the kids. Look at the kids. It's like, the kids.
Activists.
Yeah. All right. No more Tucker Carlson for you tonight.
But it was, wasn't it? Wasn't he with the...
No, it was the Rainbow Reading thing. He's reading that LeVar Burton. He does children's television.
Yeah.
He was Kunta Kinte in Roots. He was on that Star Trek thing. He had the thing over his eyes.
I never even
watched. Very famous.
It's not the Jesse Jackson Rainbow Coalition.
And by the way, very quickly here, I just want to point out that the producers of Sesame Street said they're Muppets. They don't have a sexuality.
Yeah.
Again, issuing that statement for the 20th time.
Yes.
Obviously named after the cop and the cabbie from It's a Wonderful Life, as we know. Bert and Ernie.
All right. Richard Roper is being brought to us by Arkadek. Oh, I should mention that.
Thank you, Arkadek.
And I should also mention now that Judy's got the news headlines for the bottom of the hour.
On November 6th, you have the power to influence the course of politics following the most comprehensive local political news online, chicagotribune.com/midterms.
Checking in.
Number three.
A man who was mocked online after he was recorded shaving at his seat on a commuter train headed out of New York City speaking out. Fellow passenger Pete, whose name is being withheld, pending my ability to pronounce it, filmed Anthony Torres sitting in his seat on the New Jersey Transit train, steadily swiping away at his lathered face and tossing the shaving cream from the razor onto the floor.
What?
What? Mm. 2.4 million people have seen this so far. I'm going to just tell you that this ain't right.
No, it's not.
Why were you shaving on a train instead of in a bathroom or somewhere else?
Because I just got out of a shelter, felt dirty, then take a shower, then shave. I shouldn't love it because that's the way I am.
Were you self-conscious when this was going on? Like, did you feel bad? Like, maybe people will think this is...
No.
You weren't
thinking
about that at all?
No, I wanted to get clean. I wasn't thinking. I should have wiped the shaving cream that was on the floor. I wasn't thinking.
Oh, poor guy. He was actually spending time in a homeless shelter prior to this.
Okay. I you know what?
Trying to clean himself up.
He's still getting manners. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Maroon 5 is going to host the... They're going to do the halftime show at Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I just keep waiting for this band to go away, and they keep coming back.
Why do we have to? Why is it? What's wrong with Bruno Mars? We're gonna have him again
every year. Be fine.
Atlanta. That's the Atlanta sound, right? Maroon 5.
What's wrong with Maroon 5?
Skinny jeans.
Oh God.
No.
In related news, 110 million Americans just ordered swivel chairs. it doesn't.
Wow.
Does he have new music?
Yes, he's got a new song with the Cardi B.
I would rather go see 16 Candles at a street festival.
100%.
Why don't we have them? Love them.
We have, yes. Should have
Are
them
kidding?
Do this.
I love them.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
I'm a local band.
This doesn't work.
Number one.
Judy Cochran is the mayor of Livingston, Texas. Now she has another title to add, Gator Hunter. Ooh. She's a grandma. She caught a 12-footer, 580-pound beast on her family ranch along the Trinity River. And she said she's going to be mounting this sucker.
3 years ago, we came up missing a miniature horse. And they're about so big, about like a big lab. One shot in the head, and he just went under. Typically, they'll do what they call a death roll. And just roll over and over and over. Well, this one didn't. And I said, don't mess with Nana.
Oh, man. I'm not going to mess with Nana.
The top five at five.